This is the Living Lutheran Magazine for January and February 2021. We begin with the editor's note by Andrea Pullman Kulik. New outlooks, she calls it. I learned something new about my cousin when we shared an apartment. She likes rearranging furniture about once a year. I really didn't understand it because things looked fine as they were, but now after countless hours holed up in my house during the pandemic, I get it. These small changes made her feel good and gave her a new and fresh outlook. Typically, magazines undergo their version of rearranging the furniture about every 5 years. As Living Lutheran enters its sixth year this spring, it's time for some rearranging. We've made some difficult decisions, including to change our guest columnist. This is no reflection on Frank Honeycutt and the wonderful insights he shared with us for almost 4 years. He's enjoyed serving as your columnist, but understand that it's just time for a new perspective. But never fear, you'll still see his work in the magazine. That voice will now come from Angela Kabeb, a Minneapolis pastor whose byline you've seen before. We're excited to share her debut column. It also seems fitting that this issue contains stories of Lutherans who have changed outlooks for so many. The Lutherans who brought us Davy and Goliath to teach us children's messages of kindness and God's love. The congregation that cares for neighbors during the pandemic. The pastor who changed his life and now walks with others on their journeys. The Lutheran who ran miles to promote inclusivity. And the people who bring comfort in times of distress. Sharing stories of the ELCA to provide a fresh outlook on this church and its ministries, that's one thing that won't change.